The hero's journey is a prominent theme in mythological tales and fantasy novels, but what if one of those heroes were real? Jesus Christ is a real hero born to save humanity from their villains, sin, death, and the devil. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is Lord of Legends, Jesus Redemption Quest. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Lord of Legends, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
There's nothing in our Constitution that actually protects lethal violence in the womb. 49 years ago, what we had was we had unelected justices simply impose their own personal beliefs about abortion on the entire nation.
What women during World War II were grumbling that only men landed on the beach in Normandy? No one was so insane to think of such a thing. They were to be admired. I don't find that now.
But really, with critical race theory, there's no redemption. It's simply an endless process of the oppressors oppressing the oppressed and the oppressed trying to fight back against the oppressors. And there's really no resolution.
The reason why the church is shrinking is because the church, in a very large amount of the population, has capitulated to the culture, and rather than preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins, they are all trying to somehow placate the pagan world so that Christians can be liked.
On-demand listeners of Issues Etc. love hearing sound theology while walking the dog.
There are a lot of ways we describe who Jesus is and what he does in single words, like Savior, or Redeemer, or Deliverer, or Mediator. What about the word hero? Can Jesus not only be compared to classical heroes in their quest, can he be really the fulfillment of all the longings that are expressed in those legends? And his story, of course, is true. Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about the hero's journey and Jesus' heroic quest with Pastor Eric Eichinger, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Lord of Legends. Then we will discuss Rick Warren's speech at the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention with Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. Pastor Eric Eichinger is pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Arcadia, California, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Lord of Legends, Jesus Redemption Quest. Pastor Eichinger, welcome.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for having me on the show.
What kind of longings do these many legends of heroes throughout human history express?
Well, I think it's going to start with some level of general nobility or virtue that they have. And this is where we get the ancient axiom of good triumphing over evil. So they want something better to take place because there's some darkness, evil that's transpiring somewhere in their world or universe or whatnot. And then they get called into this moment to battle and deal with this. So there might be a longing that takes place with a secret knowledge, a desire for power or to ascend or victory or obtain some type of item. And then this is going to portend into our society where a lot of people will want to fixate on becoming the hero themselves and this whole classic self-actualization of a hero that they or we can become better and ascend and these types of things. But a classic hero is going to have some level of nobility, virtue, and they're going to be looking to make their world better in some way.
Give us some examples of these classical hero legends.
Well, it's going to start with probably the most familiar from our Western literature, the ancients. You're going to have your Greek heroes with Achilles and Odysseus, and then you start to get into Jason and the Argonauts and Perseus and Hercules. And then you have it transcends out into other regions of literature. You've got Beowulf, and then you've got King Arthur and Robin Hood, and then it skips over to the pond, and we have some of our modern ancients, but, you know, for kids today, Superman and Batman, they were invented in the 50s and 60s, so that's getting pretty far back in time for us. So these are some of the classic, powerful heroes, the legends that pop up in our society.
What is the relationship of the hero to his quest?
Well, people are familiar with the phrase, the crime must fit the punishment. So we kind of throw that around a lot. But for the hero is usually uniquely suited to his or her quest. Hence the concept of the chosen one. There is usually one individual that is in a legend hero story that is capable of solving the great dilemma. And King Arthur and the seizing of the sword moment, we even call it that in literature with the hero's journey, is that there is only one person that can actually seize the sword and do this. For instance, you look at like Star Wars and Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker, his relationship with Darth Vader, spoiler, you know, it's his father. And so it's going to be very different if that relationship's not there and he realizes that secret knowledge. And so if he's just some other person. So if people are familiar with the early trilogy, that's very powerful. They tried it later on in the newer trilogy and Rey and the female character, and they tried to say, oh, she's from nobody, you know, and that didn't work. And people were upset about that. So they kind of retrofitted it at, you know, towards the end and tried to make her some descendant of another character to have more meaning and value. But usually the hero is uniquely suited to their quest.
What is the biggest difference between the typical hero legend and the true story of Jesus Christ's heroic quest?
Well, I think the improvement of self is for a lot of the heroes out there. They're going to improve. And also there's the improvement for others. But I think you ask it well in the question. It's really legend versus history. And so with legend, oftentimes people are going to think, well, that's fantasy and history is truth. And so with Christ, obviously it is true history. With our legends, it gets blurry. And one of the things I write about in Lord of Legends, there's a couple of examples, but one of my favorite ones is the Greek historian Ctesias, and he's travels to India and he sees a rhinoceros for the first time, and he's never seen this before. And so he writes and describes what a rhinoceros looks like. It's this whitish purple horse-like animal with a solo horn coming up out of its head. And so, you know, you get that back to a greater society that hasn't seen it and can't read. That's where the unicorn sort of comes from. So legends are kind of born out of the seeds of truth. And then, you know, the telephone game through a few generations or millenniums is really going to play with that. So that's why I make the argument for Christians is Christ is the Lord of the legends, because he and the promised coming of the Messiah all the way back in Genesis chapter 3 in the Proto-Evangelion, you've got these stories of this promised chosen one, if you will, the anointed one to come. And so at the Tower of Babel or Babel, you've got the scrambling of the languages and everybody goes in their different directions, but they know these stories, and whether they believe in God or not, they're going off. And so a lot of these stories start to bubble up, kind of like the truth of the rhinoceros and how it gets smeared into the unicorn. They're taking the kernels of truth and the seeds of a lot of those stories in Genesis with God and creation and sin and the fall, the serpent, and this chosen one to come, this Messiah, and how God is going to reconcile with man. So you see this bubble up in so many other stories throughout history as they sit around the campfire and conjure up their own heroes.
How does the life and work of Jesus both surpass and fulfill civilization's longing for a hero?
Well, truth always trumps fantasy. And I think people want to be a part of the universe. And so people will enjoy a particular character. They'll have their favorite character. And so maybe they'll buy a T-shirt, or then, you know, kids will dress up in costumes for Halloween or these types of things. I used to go to comic book conventions in the 90s. And back then, you know, you met the artists or the writers and you'd get a comic book signed or something. But today, if you go to a comic book convention, they are jam-packed and everybody is dressed up in cosplay and just pretend world. Or then, you know, you go to like a Disney or Harry Potter where they build the world that people can experience it, or the Star Wars world. And then you have even Dungeons and Dragons, which is coming back big again with the Stranger Things, where people are trying to almost believe that they are living in this alternate reality within our current reality. So how does Christ work through all of this? Christ is the true hero. He is the Lord of all of the legends, and he literally invites us into his story of redemption. So while everything else is fantasy, and we have this yearning as fallen people that we want to be saved, we want to be brought into something bigger and amazing and more powerful, and Christ literally does that through the cross and his death and resurrection, and he invites us into his grace and a life everlasting.
What in particular about Jesus' saving work marks him as a hero?
Christ uniquely saves from sin, death, and the power of the devil, as you know, Todd. And so the stakes have to be high for a hero, and a villain has to be great. And so the sins, for all of mankind to be dashed to hell and the devil, you have absolutely the highest stakes imaginable. And you have the fallen angel, the morning star, Satan, the serpent himself. Now, what makes Christ exclusively unique from every other hero is the true physical resurrection from the dead. It's very rare in legend and fantasy stories and writings to find a character, a hero, that physically dies and physically returns back to life. Now, you have C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien do this in some of theirs with Aslan, the Christ figure. He physically dies and rises. And you have Gandalf, who physically dies as Gandalf the Grey, and then he comes back as Gandalf the White. But more often than not, they're very exclusive Christian fantasy writers. There's not a ton of them. In the secular realm, they have difficulty having a physical death with a physical resurrection. So there's usually some other type of resurrection that gets explained away in some other way.
So how does Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection, you mentioned some of those examples, how does that distinguish him from all other human heroes?
Well, the resurrection of Christ is real, and it is physical, as opposed to the classic hero's journey. They're going to come to their lowest point, and that's going to be some major loss, maybe the death of a friend or a close loved one, or something is destroyed, hope is lost. And then they're going to reach their lowest point. And then there is this ultimate boon, this mysterious, unexplained event that recharges their spirit. And so people are familiar with the movie A Time to Kill. So, you know, it's about 20 years old or whatever. But the lawyer character, Jake Brigance, played by Matthew McConaughey. And so, like, his house burns down, his family's gone, and all this kind of stuff. And so it's like this lowest point, and is he going to quit the case and leave and with his tail between his legs, this kind of a thing. And he's looking for his dog, and the dog is probably dead. And then all of a sudden, the dog returns. And so now all of a sudden, boom, he's got his swagger back, and now he's ready. He's got that little kernel of hope. And so that's the resurrection moment. Or you look at Daniel LaRusso and the Karate Kid, and it, like, it's all hope is lost. His leg is injured, and he can't go on. And then Mr. Miyagi has this amazing, mysterious Okinawan healing rubbing mechanism with heat and friction. And all of a sudden, he's able to walk and fight again. And so it's this resurrection moment and stuff. But Christ, again, exclusively, the physical death of Jesus and the resurrection trumps every other hero story. They are all pale in comparison to what Christ accomplishes through the cross and the tomb.
What is the comfort in the fact that the heroic quest of Jesus is actually true, as you've pointed out, in contrast with all other heroes?
I think every hero ultimately is going to point to Jesus, either inadvertently or with intention. And so, like, either they know it or they don't. You look at Superman, the writers and the creators of Superman, they're both from Jewish descent. And so you have this dual nature type of thing going on where he's superpowers, but then he's got his secret identity as Clark Kent. And then he is this infant son that's brought to the world from beyond the stars, and he's here to save the world and these types of things. And so they say, no, like, we're not thinking about the Messiah. We're not trying to make him sound like Christ. But it's like, when you look at Superman and Clark Kent's origin stories, it's very much in line with how Jesus is brought into the world and his dual nature and what he does and all these types of things. But then I think we have to be careful, because again, the whole idea of the self-actualization of the hero. So we go back to the Garden of Eden again. You have Eve and Adam and this whole temptation of wanting to have something supernatural, that they can be like God. They can know what God knows. And I think that is the real seed behind every temptation that all people face, is that whatever the devil is trying to trip us up in, we're whispered into our ears, we're told or led to believe that if we do this, if we say that, if we acquire this, we will be better and we will ascend and we'll almost become our own God in a sense. And this is the whole atheistic paradox type of thing where, you know, if we reject God and when we sin, we are rejecting God. And so then we're ceasing to listen and live by his word and his law, and we will live by our own word and our own laws. And then we find out, of course, that's a huge nothing burger that the devil feeds us, and we sin, and then we realize we need hope restored. So again, it points back to Christ and the need to be saved by the Savior of the universe, the cosmos.
How can a Christian then read the classical legends of heroes and gain some insight into the true story, the saving work of Jesus Christ?
I think for people to pump the brakes for a second and not reject everything in the secular realm, but we are called to live in such a time as we are. And so we want to be able to interface with these things and to speak about them with articulation and not just reject them wholesale and try to live in some secret society, a colony or something. And so to realize that a lot of these stories are, I like to say, splinters broken off of the cross of Christ crucified. And so they in some way connect back to this promised one of the Messiah of Jesus to come and to save us. So it becomes fun to look for some of the clues in these hero stories and how did they steal from the biblical narrative that is Christ. And so, you know, you look at some of the newer Spider-Man or Superman movies, and oftentimes there's a scene with them in this dire moment saving a great group of people, and their arms are stretched out right and their legs are straight vertical down. And it's like they're in the position of Jesus on the cross. And it's like either that's done with intention or they don't even realize it, but it's connecting back. Or you go all the way back to Achilles in the Iliad, and you have Achilles, this great hero, trying to win and have victory over the whole war. And he's this greatest hero, but he is attacked in his heel. And so, of course, we know the whole serpent will bite the heel of Christ, the Messiah, but he will crush his head. And so a lot of these things, it's just kind of fun to look for some of the leftover clues of how these stories point back to the promised one of Christ.
Eric Eichinger is pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Arcadia, California. He's author of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for June, Lord of Legends, Jesus Redemption Quest. You'll find it at our website, issuesetc.org, on every page, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Lord of Legends, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Pastor Eichinger, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Todd. I appreciate it.
Chris Rosebrough joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to be responding to and listening to Rick Warren's speech at the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. The hero's journey is a prominent theme in mythological tales and fantasy novels. But what if one of those heroes were real? Jesus Christ is a real hero born to save humanity from their villains: sin, death, and the devil. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for June is Lord of Legends, Jesus Redemption Quest. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Lord of Legends, The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month.
Times of war have caused people throughout history to ask questions about the existence of God and the existence of evil. And yet we must confess that even amidst the terrors of war, God remains God. Nothing happens that he does not, at the very least, allow. If you've wondered these very things, especially as you've watched the war in Ukraine, you might find some of the answers you're looking for in the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness, Church and State in a Time of War. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe, or our website witness.lcms.org to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Memoria Press's award-winning Latin programs are designed to teach your student to master Latin grammar through an easy-to-use step-by-step process. By studying Latin, your student will gain an academic vocabulary, a mastery of English grammar, and develop sound critical thinking skills. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next purchase by using the coupon code LPR22. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time. MemoriaPress.com.